The year is 20XXAC for After Crimson. You Crimson King Broomstud has become the sole moderator and controlling individual of Argon Wild Audio. Under his new regime, all serious posts are instantly removed and replaced with shitposting. New Reddit functionality enables music to be played on the subreddits, and GOA constantly plays Dancing Lasha Tumbai to all visitors. GWA finally has an official logo designed as part of the banner. The current verification rules are still in effect, but instead of receiving gender tags, everyone receives an A Baus flare. To reflect the change in leadership, UGWA backstage becomes inundated with Vocaloid covers, Eurovision songs, and stupid parody songs written about overrated GWA posters.
I'm a perfect human.
As you, Crimson King Broomstud, ascends to become the sole moderator of backstage,
I'm a perfect human.
All flares on backstage are changed to your waifu a shit. This finally corrects the time-space waifu continuum, as the third law of waifu dynamics is finally preserved. For each and every waifu, there is an equal and opposite your waifu a shit. Back on GWA, there's an insane uptick in audios based on obscure visual novels. You Crimson King Broomstud gathers a following after creating an entire series of Hatoful boyfriend audios. His fans become known as the Crimson Queens. He creates more experimental audios on his sub account, You Crimson God Emperor Broomstud. There is an entire series where he ties You Ever Distant Utopia to a chair and forces him to watch playthroughs of Resident Evil 7 and a Silent Hill PT demo and records his screams of fear. Everyone in the community adopts his practice of buying $60 games on Steam and then never playing them with me. After a year under the Crimson Reich, Gone Wild Audio's name is changed to Gone Weeaboo Anime. Picture posts have become allowed, even encouraged on the sub, but only if they contain anime body pillows. Having gone mad with power, Broomstud posts multitudes of pictures of his waifu body pillow harem, having forgotten the legendary adage of having more than one waifu will ruin your life. The space-time continuum is once more thrown into chaos. You Ever Distant Utopia parts ways with you, Crimson King Broomstud, and starts to form a rebellion of waifu purists. Acknowledging that their waifus are shit, they enforce their beliefs in accepting the true balance between light and darkness. The balance between having more than one waifu will ruin your laifu, and no waifu, no waifu. They storm Broomstud's palace, swinging their single body pillows around, reinforced by having all of their fictional affection forged into one character. But when they enter his royal moderator chambers, they are shocked to discover that he has assembled over 100 waifus, wheeling them behind him in an unholy circle like a shining god. He reveals his master plan. The space-time waifu continuum was always in chaos. By assembling dozens, no, hundreds of waifus, he single-handedly carries the weight of the world on his shoulders by accounting for every individual on the planet that doesn't have a waifu. His radiance blasts through the misguided views of the One Waifu Rebellion, and they come to praise his ways. Broomstud becomes known as the demigod Zawarudo no Husbando, acting as the husbando for all waifus that are unaccounted for. Thousands of people across the world make pilgrimage to his temple, where he bestows waifus upon them day after day. One day, the balance between Zawarudo no Husbando and the rest of the world will reach a true equilibrium as the gospel of Brunstud spreads across the lands and more believers make their way to him. Until then, his waifu is still shit.